The first epistle today, brothers and sisters, has quite a understatement in it. Every time I hear it, it's so simple and so understated that it's very powerful. He says, "For ye have need of patience." We do need patience. Being impatient gets us in a lot of trouble. Being impatient means we don't believe in God. It means that we're full of vanity and self-reliance. Being impatient means we don't rely on God. So indeed, we have need of patience. The other epistle also mentions patience when it says, run the race with patience. Now we love people who make a splash. We want to make a splash ourselves. We want something to be sort of noticeable. People who write books, people who speak, people who seem like, for some reason, we think that they have some talent and are special in some way. But Christianity is not fought by being special in some way. Christianity is fought by being patient. Being patient with those who sin. Being patient with those who are weak. Being patient with our circumstances and accepting the will of God in every circumstance. We indeed have great need of patience. Because if we are patient, it must be because we know God. Because the person who does not know God cannot be fully patient. Well, people can sometimes be easygoing by their nature. But spiritually, patience is only from knowing God. It's not possible otherwise. And we can only know God if we become like Him. So, we must be patient and love our brother, and love especially our difficult brother, and run that race with patience. And indeed, God will help us. The 40 Martyrs of Sebaste is really a wonderful story of patience, among other things. Now, they were great soldiers, they were highly decorated, and there was a purge going on where Christians in the army were being killed or converted because there was a despot who was basically afraid that they would revolt when he started doing what he wanted to do. And when the tortures began, part of them were to throw stones at them, and the stones wouldn't hit them. They were repelled, and they actually hurt those that were throwing them. Imagine if you saw such a great miracle, if you were one of the 40. But then what happens? They threw them in an icy cold lake in Armenia, probably, and they were there all night. And for much of the night, they were in freezing cold water. Very painful to be in freezing cold water. I once baptized someone in a cold stream, and it obviously wasn't freezing cold because it was flowing, but it was cold. And I was in the stream for probably 5 minutes because I baptized the whole family, and I couldn't feel my legs for hours afterwards. It really hurt after a while when I was in the water. Imagine how much patience they must have had. Because they had just seen a great miracle, and then all of a sudden they're thrown in the water. It kind of doesn't compute, does it? You kind of think, oh, the stones are reversed and hurt our adversaries. That must mean that God is going to really protect us in everything. Well, it turns out He didn't protect them in everything. By His inscrutable will, He allowed them to be in the lake. And we know why. Or we can surmise why. One of the martyrs was not strong, or one of the soldiers was not capable of being a martyr. And he saw the bathhouse, and he went to the bathhouse, and as he crossed the threshold, he died. And one of the soldiers who was watching him, who was just a regular old pagan, saw crowns, but he saw 40. But there were 39 soldiers now, because one was dead. So he cast off his military rank and his military clothing and joined the martyrs. So they endured so that this one could be found. And that's why the gospel is read today about the talents. Or excuse me, not the talents, but the laborers in the vineyard and the one denarius that everyone got. Because the last one received the same as the first. So that last soldier, which unfortunately I don't remember his name at the moment, he received the same reward as all the other 39. 39 were patient, and their patience was rewarded by welcoming another one into their midst. We indeed have great need of patience. Don't be too frustrated when things are difficult. That's not a sign that you're doing it wrong. Your frustration is a sign that you're doing it wrong. But difficult circumstances will happen to everybody. And in fact, many times, difficult circumstances happen more to those who are closer to God, because they can bear it. The 40 martyrs, for instance, they could bear the cold. May God help us to be patient. We indeed have great need of patience. May the prayers of the 40 martyrs help us in this regard. Amen.